Oh, Dave, what's your feelings at the end of that game?
I beat us fair and square, never turned up on the day, from start to finish, beat us.
Simple as that?
Simple as that. Too much turkey, too much whatever you want to say. On the day, we've played teams up and above us. We went to Brighouse last week, 2-0 down, 1-3-2. Teams that are higher up there and fought and done well away from home. And never turned up on a day, so from start to finish, I deserved it. Got no qualms, no nothing. We didn't turn up from start to finish, and they deserve what they got out of it.
But things have been improving for you. I think you've won, is it two of the last three, three of the last four?
Yeah, last three, yeah, but that's history, isn't it? I mean, today was about today, and today we didn't turn up, so we got what you only get out of what you put in. We didn't put enough in.
Have you made those feelings plain to the players, or do they realise that themselves?
Yeah, they realise that, and they know the inconsistency I won't put up with. And the horrible thing is, they've got it in the locker to perform, to pull it out of the hat, but the consistency is not there. So obviously, we'll just have to look for players that'll give me that.
Was the wind a big factor out there?
Yeah, well, I think so. Yeah, I mean, you've seen the ball got caught. Yeah. We knew Dave's a bit slow at the back, so we tried to put Yomi at the back. We lost the lad with the broken leg last week, so it was a bit short there. Didn't have his time to recover that, but it's all excuses at the end of the day. The 11 we put out and the 11 I put out, I beat us fair and square.
It's Phil Clark, wasn't it, broke his leg? How is he? What's this?
Well, he spent a week in hospital. And obviously he'll be out for the rest of the season. Yeah.
And Shaquille Clark still hurt?
Yeah, he's got a dead leg. He's still out. Yeah. One or two. But there's no excuses. It's the 11 we put out today and the 11 they put out. They beat us fair and square on the day. Got one or two lucky breaks, a little flick over and one, it went right for him. We should have been two up in the first 10 minutes, but it's all excuses. At the end of the day, I'd beat us fair and square.
You did keep trying to attack though, didn't you? You never stopped doing that.
It just wasn't at the races today. Pav, I can talk till 10 o'clock tonight.
Clearly a disappointed man, aren't you?
Yeah, just never had anything from start to end. The first half, we never knocked five passes. We're a passing team, we never knocked five passes together.
So can the fans expect a different Droylsden to turn out on Thursday and next week?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely.
And we'll just have to keep plugging away.
And, you know, it's like a bit like a game from the past, the Hyde versus Droylsden. It was a regular fixture at one time, hasn't been in recent times. Can you see Droylsden getting back to the days where they're, you know, back in the National League one day?
That's me driving it, you know, that's what everyone wants to do. I mean, we're not here to plod. If it was plodding, through the financial straits, we are where we are. If I was a plodder, I'd give up tomorrow.
Yeah.
But when I get back into the National League, I mean, we won't do it with these players, and it takes time, and it takes time to rebuild when the finances aren't there. But I was stood here, whatever it was, 10 years, and said we'll get into the National, and everyone laughed, and then we did it, you know, and obviously we'll do it again. And we're in a far better position than we was the first time round than we are now. But on today's performance, we're going nowhere.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Dave.
Okay. Thank you.